now for Wagoner's Walk. Rob Pengelly has been entrusted with a special secret mission to go to the Ben Trovato Fashion House and purchase one of the dresses pirated from Joanna's designs. But it isn't going to be easy.
It's very good of you to stay open just on my account, Mr. Baird.
Well, we like to do what we can to help our out-of-town customers. What was the name again?
St. Just. Robert St. Just.
Mr. St. Just. Yes. Unusual name, that. Where did you get it from?
I got it from my parents.
You mean that's your real name?
Of course. Why shouldn't it be?
Well, I'm sorry, but in this business you could call yourself Little Red Riding Hood, and I shouldn't be surprised. Plenty of small firms like yours operate under trade names.
I see, yes. No, that's my family name, St. Just. There's a lot of us about in my part of the country.
Cornwall, I think, sir.
That's right. I've got this little boutique in Falmouth.
Nice place, sir, they tell me. Not that I ever get the time to take holidays myself, but I must come and look you up if I'm ever in that part of the room.
Yeah, you do that, Mr. Beck.
Now then, let's get down to brass tacks. You see what we've got to offer? This is our new range, all along this end of the stock. The other end wouldn't interest you. It's mainly for the old ones. You obviously going for the trender side of it. The youngest.
Yes, definitely.
So let's start with the first. Anything there that catches your eye?
Just wondering. Pink one's rather attractive.
The pink one?
Yeah. I like the style. And the green one, 1, 2, 3 along, with that sort of flowery pattern. What are you looking at me like that for?
Mr. St. Just, can I ask you a personal question?
Feel free.
How long have you been in this line of business, exactly?
Let's see. I've been running a boutique a couple of years now. Why?
And you've just come up to town for the spring shows, is that right?
That's right. Well, we close down for the winter, you see. There's no real demand once the visitors move out. This is our slack time of year.
Yes, of course. And if you don't mind me asking, where were you working before you began your own business? Where did you get your training?
Oh, you know, here and there, all over, really. Penzance, Plymouth, Paris for a couple of seasons. I've been around.
Really? Well, maybe if you tell me who you were with, we might know some of the same people.
Actually, I was mostly working for this friend of mine. He helped set me up in business, giving me a first chance. He's a very retiring sort of character. It made me promise I wouldn't spread it around, you know what I mean?
Yes, I think so.
To be perfectly honest, I haven't had all that much formal training. More what you call a lucky amateur. I play my hunches.
I thought so. I'm not the only one, Mr. St. Just. The woods are full of them. Well, our time's getting on. I see. You wanted to have a look at the pink one, you call it. Here we are.
Cheers, Dickon.
Good luck. You sure lager's all right for you? You wouldn't rather have had a glass of wine?
Lager's great, honest.
Oh, good. I always think wine's wasted on Chinese food. Funny, really. Danish lager and chop suey seem to go together somehow. Of course, I suppose we could have had rice wine.
Oh, no, thanks. You ever tried it?
Yeah.
Well, they serve it in egg cups and it tastes like lukewarm turpentine.
Yeah.
I'll settle for this any day.
Yes, me too. Oh, by the way, Debbie, did you want chopsticks? I never thought when
oh,
I ordered...
Oh, not unless you want to see me spill me bean sprouts and crispy noodles all down in front. I'm a lot safer with a spoon and fork.
Yes, I know what you mean. I make an effort sometimes, but it takes so long, food always gets cold before I've eaten half of it.
Exactly. Thanks, Dickon.
Thanks for what?
Well, all this. Asking me out for a Chinese nosh. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
No, I mean it. It's made a real break coming out this evening.
I'm glad. I'm enjoying it too.
Have you noticed we get on a hell of a lot better since I moved out your pad? That was really driving us both up the wall.
Trouble was, one of us had to go up the wall. There wasn't enough floor space for both of us.
I don't believe it. You actually made a joke. What's come over you?
What do you mean? I often make jokes, don't I?
Not that I've noticed.
No.
Next time you feel one coming on, wave your handkerchief or something so I'll be on the lookout.
Well, I've always rather prided myself on my sense of humour, as a matter of fact.
Oh, yeah.
I can see you're not convinced. All right, I won't pursue the subject. You still haven't told me anything about this place you're living in now. What's it like?
Well, there's nothing to tell. Just a bed and breakfast joint, you know.
No, I don't know. That's why I'm asking you. You never talk about it.
So what's to talk about? I've got a room. Well, it's not the Ritz, but it's okay. Plain, ordinary. It's boring. It's a private hotel. The council have an arrangement to put homeless people in there, that's all.
A private hotel? Like a boarding house, is it?
Well, sort of, yeah. There's a manageress in charge, Miss Paley. There's a dining room, lot of bedrooms. It's a bit on the old-fashioned side, but it's clean and, well, I could do a lot worse, I'm telling you.
You really are okay, then? You're not just saying that?
No, it's fine, honestly. Stop nagging. I'm absolutely fine, Dickon.
Oh, that's all right, then. Oh, there's our waiter.
I'm really looking forward to this. Hey, tell you what.
Hmm?
Since you've insisted on taking me out to supper tonight, why don't I return the compliment? Stand you a meal tomorrow night, eh?
Oh, sorry, Debbie. I can't tomorrow. I've got to go and cover that amateur operatic show at St. John's Hall.
Oh. How about some other time, then?
I think I'm going to offer my services to MI5, you know. I've really got a flair for this sort of work.
He didn't ask any awkward questions, then?
Oh, yeah, lots. But I managed to fob him off with the right sort of answers. I told him I was Robert St. Just, with my own boutique in Falmouth.
St. Just? He fell for that one?
Why not? It's a Cornish name. There's a place called St. Just in Roseland.
There's a place called Aspida de la Zouche, but I wouldn't let my daughter marry one.
Ah, Miss Benson, you've no faith in me. I tell you, he believed my story.
It takes all sorts. Oh, take it easy, Rob. I lost my faith years
Look,
ago.
Look, let's not waste any more time. I want to see the dress. Open up that wardrobe bag, Rob.
Okay. We'll have our own little fashion show right here on Miss Benson's sofa.
Oh, call me Margot, for Pete's sake. You make me sound like somebody's maiden aunt.
Margot, then. I'll unzip the bag and show you Exhibits A and B.
A and B? You bought two?
2 dozen? Well, you said I'd have to camouflage it a bit.
Hey?
You smell the rat if I'd gone straight up to the rack and said I'll have this one.
Which one?
Well, this one. There you are. All yours.
No, it's not. Oh, Rob, how could you?
What?
She means that's not the one, dear. It's cheap and nasty, and I wouldn't wear it to Mr. Ben's funeral. That is not one of Joanna's designs, I'm happy to say.
Well, it is lilac. The one at the gala was lilac, you said.
I also told you I'd seen it made up in half a dozen other colours. Oh, Rob, this is nothing like the design I showed you.
Well, how was I supposed to know? I'm not an expert.
You can say that again.
You mean to tell me that you bought a dozen of that?
Yes, I did. A dozen of this one in blue denim.
Show me.
There you are.
Oh, that's it! That's the one! Rob, you're a genius!
This one? You never said anything about denim.
Oh, never mind. This is mine. Margot, you can see, can't you? Oh, I know, they put a different trim on, but that's only a detail. Everything else is a copy. Well, it's his, isn't it?
Yes. Not much doubt about that. Okay, Joanna, you've got a case. I'd say you could take them to court.
Oh, Rob, do you hear that?
Sure. I'm a genius. And I wasn't even trying.
Oh, God. The bus has gone off.
Did you say something, dear?
Oh, Miss Paley. Morning. I was just saying this butter's
on. Oh, no, dear. Surely not.
Well, smell it and see. It's been put next to the cheese, or it's gone rancid or something. I don't generally care what I have for breakfast, but this is bloody awful.
Miss Franks, dear, I wonder, could I have a teeny word with you?
I thought that's what we were doing.
Not here, in my office. If you don't mind.
As a matter of fact, I wanted a word with you and all.
Oh, yes, dear. How very nice. Do sit down. Move those cornflakes packets off the chair.
Right.
What?
It's about the people in number 11.
Oh, yes. Mr. and Mrs. Hoskins and their dear little baby. That's a sad case.
Yeah.
He can't get a job, you know. It's the bottle, I'm afraid. Shocking, really.
You don't have to tell me. I heard him coming in at closing time, falling up the stairs and having a row with his wife. Well, that set the kid off crying, of course.
Poor little mite. He doesn't look at all well to me. What do you think?
Miss Paley, what I think is that that kid kept yelling on and off till 6 o'clock this morning, and I'm going bananas. So what I want to know is, can you move me into another room where the neighbours are a bit quieter?
We all have to live and let live, dear. That's what I always say. We have to make allowances.
I've tried to make allowances, believe me.
Which brings me to the real point. I've had complaints about your little wireless, dear.
You what?
You've been playing that rock and roll, or whatever it is, again, after hours. It's very disturbing for the others, and you know we do have to obey the rules of the hotel.
Now, just a minute. I switched on the tranny in the faint hope it might blot out that kid screaming.
And another thing. A little bird tells me you've had food in your room again. I'm very sorry, but I can't allow food in rooms, as you well know.
Food? A couple of cheese rolls the night before last. I've got to have something to keep me going.
We provide breakfasts. Apart from that, you are required to consume all meals off the premises. Food in rooms attract vermin, you see. It's against our regulations.
Flipping regulations. Like I've got to be out of here from 8:30 a.m. till 6 p.m. Like there's nowhere for me to go when I am here, except that little coffin of a room. And nothing to do but listen to the neighbours having rows and the kids yelling.
If you're not happy here, Miss Franks, I can only suggest...
Happy here? Happy here? You've got to be joking.
Yes, Miss Franks, still here.
You've been hanging on to that, though, since coffee time.
Oh, well, you know what they say. Happiness is a warm earpiece.
And a cold cup of coffee. I'm going to make yourself another moment.
Yes, that's right. Oh, let me see. Could you hold on, please?
Good, that's right. Give them a taste of their own medicine.
She says they're terribly busy at the moment, but they could get somebody to see me on Tuesday afternoon at 3:30, if that's all right with you.
Well, I dare say you could be spared. The firm might even survive without you for an hour or so.
Oh, bless you. Yes, that'll be fine, thank you. Tuesday, 3:30. Yes, I've got the address. Yes, I look forward to meeting you. Thanks. Bye. Quite nice.
Good. And she thinks it's worth investigating.
Oh, she didn't give any definite promises, but they will consider my case. Margot, what is the FDPA?
I told you. Fashion Design Protection Association.
Yes, I know that, but what do they actually do?
They throw in their weight on behalf of innocents like you. And they get ripped off by unscrupulous sharks like your Mr. Ben.
I hope they can do something to help.
Don't see why not.
Well, I didn't copyright the design, did I? I know I should have had more sense.
Design itself is a copyright as long as it's signed. You've got your original sketch, and you've got Ben's made-up version. Pity your design isn't signed and dated, of course.
Right.
Oh, lose your loaf, Joanna. You want to be able to prove that you drew the thing before Ben made it up.
Oh, yes, of course. You know, I always wondered why people did that.
That's what they call learning the hard way. Oh, well. We just have to keep our fingers crossed till Tuesday afternoon. And in the meanwhile...
Yes?
Do you think it might be possible that you could get on with a little of the firm's work? For a change?
Hello, hello, hello. What's all this, then?
Mike, you did not give me a fright. I thought everyone had gone.
Yeah, so did I. In fact, I checked my umbrella. Started to rain again.
Oh, it's been on and off all day.
Yes, I don't think I'll venture very far from my own fireside tonight. There's something good on the box.
I wouldn't know.
Oh, no. You're not a telly addict, are you?
Not the moment.
Somebody was saying you've moved digs again quite recently. Is that so?
Yeah.
A private hotel, isn't it?
That's right, but they don't have a television now.
Well, picture you living in a private hotel. Doesn't suit your image, does it?
Oh, you should see it. Fits me like a glove. Proper home from home.
But where is it? I think Dickon mentioned it was somewhere near
the... I don't know why we bother to print the Herald at all. Just hang round Dickon long enough, you get all the best news items for free.
Sorry. Didn't mean to be inquisitive.
That's okay. No, Mike, I'm sorry. I shouldn't get so uptight about it. Just that I haven't been sleeping well lately.
Hmm. I thought you'd been looking a little bit under the weather.
Hmm.
How long is it now?
Oh, it's still 3 months to go.
Debbie, if this is all getting to be a bit too much for you, you will tell me, won't you?
No, I'm okay. Don't worry.
But look at you. Bobbing away nearly 6 o'clock on a Friday when everyone else has pushed off home and you're still hard at it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you working on, anyhow?
Well, it's a piece about the Christmas craft bazaar, as Aunt noted.
Well, Debbie, that's your 6 weeks away. Finish it next week, surely?
No, really. I'd rather finish it now I've started. It won't take me long.
Oh, well, if you're sure.
Yeah.
Well, you'd better make a move. I'll get back before the heavens open.
Okay.
But think about what I said. You feel you need a bit of a breather. A few days at home.
I tell you, I'm all right.
Yes. Well, then I'll leave you to it. Good night, Debbie.